Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for A Call to Decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's army's come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 26 May 2020. Welcome to tonight's program. We're going to try to get a guest on for you in a few minutes. Her name is Steve Castle. He is a pastor from Illinois that took a stand. He'd been all of the news, and I guess he said he caught some flack for his stand against this tyranny that's taken over this country. But we're going to try to find him, and he's not answering the phone right now. Bear with us. We'll do our best to get him on as soon as possible. In the meantime, before we do that, a few announcements. We're still offering the video that our producer, Phil Hudock, put together to prove the insanity of this COVID-19 hyped-up virus. Folks, it's about an hour long. About 10:50, we'll get you a copy of that video. About an hour long. Share with your friends and families. I promise you, if they'll watch it, they'll have their eyes open to the truth of what's happened here, folks. I mean, it's unbelievable what they've done to the whole world with this hyped-up farce they called COVID-19. And don't forget also that they were offering the vaccine papers. And this is important. In my mind, it's important. I have a copy with me in my home all the time. Well, they will eventually come to your door. And want to vaccinate you. We'll discuss it maybe a few more minutes, what's going to happen there. You need something to give them to read to make your arguments against it, your stand against it, very clear, very very precise, because you won't be able to remember them all right this time. There's a list of them, folks, we'll send you, along with a form that they won't fill out, but you got it. If they don't fill it out and say that they'll be responsible for anything that may happen to you after you take the vaccine, you just tell them, hey, I can't do it. If you don't feel safe with it, why should I feel safe with it? The donation, let's say $4. That'll cover postage and mailing and all that. You'll get a copy, about 9 pages long, of what to keep on hand when they come knocking your door when you take a vaccine. I hope you'll keep that make that serious offer, folks. You can find them online. If you don't have a computer, we have it right here if you want it. And don't forget, tonight we're being brought to you on shortwave, as always, by Melody Seastrom, Discount Gold and Silver. You know, that I've worked with a lot of people over the years that handle precious metals. Melody is the most honest, straightforward individual that I've ever spoken to. No hype, no baloney, just straight up and down honest truth. 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. We still have plenty of backyard medicine books in. And folks, I would urge you with everything in me, if you don't have a copy of Backyard Medicine in your home, please get it for your own sake. Yeah, I know we offer them here. We sell them here. I know that. But this isn't just for something you have to look at. It's something to learn from and teach your children from. Talk about a great extracurricular homeschool book. Backyard Medicine, $18.95. If you order more than two, two or more, $15.95 delivered to your door. Backyard Medicine. And of course, we are still offering the Grand Design Exposed. Oh my, if you read that book, you'll understand why we're in the mess we're in and where it's heading. Grand Design Exposed, folks, $12.95 again. Of course, we're still offering REM Sleep. We're offering Tranquil. We have all the Strauss products here, the heart drops, the kidney drops. We have all those here. And by the way, this weekend coming up, we're going to have Bible study at 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Normally it won't be this Saturday, but the next Saturday we'll have it. We're going to have it next month. We have this Saturday and the first Saturday of June. The rest of the month in June, Phil and Lynn are going to be taking some time off, so we won't be doing Bible studies after this Saturday and the first Saturday in June. So you can join us live if you want to and watch with us to watch your current events, watch your Bible studies, and join us if you want to call and talk to us. Go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on live stream. You'll join us live at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I hope you'll do that. I really do. We'd love to hear from y'all. I mean, we get comments from all over the world, actually, folks. Scotland and England and other places, and sometimes from Russia. People are watching, and I'm glad that they're out there watching. Not because it's me doing it, or because Phil or anybody else in it, just because it's the truth and the Word of God being taught. I hope you'll join us. Just go to PastorBush.com, click on live stream. There'll be a number on the screen where you can call and say hi to us. I'll give out the phone numbers in a minute that you can call and listen to it also. So just get a pen and paper handy so you can be sure and listen to it one way or the other, watch us live or by phone. But these teachings and these Bible studies are there for y'all to join. You are part of the family. If you're there, folks, you're praying for us, and sometimes y'all get to support us, you really are part of the fellowship. Don't feel like you're not. You're not bothering us by being there and calling and talking to us. But you can call and listen on two phone numbers, 605-562-0489. One more time with that number, 605-562-0489. Or you can call 719-718-1679. 719-718-1679. If you want to call the office and talk to us on Thursdays, or if you want to call and order something, you can call 800-777-4403. Some folks say give up too fast. I'm trying to slow down. 800-777-4403. Or if you have a toll number, you can call and help us with the bill. You can call 304-846-4448. 304-846-4448. Go and talk to us in the office. We're still trying to get a guest on. I just talked to him for hours ago on what happened to him. With live radio, anything can happen, folks. You know that. So bear with us on that. But we'll talk. Okay, we're still hold of him, but we'll take phone call a little bit too, folks. I want to hear from you. I'm going to share a few thoughts with you, then I want you to call and talk to me. Seems how it's kind of like an open line tonight. Let's use it. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Call and talk to us. Let's get in some news here. I think it's kind of important. Well, I know it's important because it's things you don't hear anywhere else. With this COVID virus hyped up farce that's affected the whole world, destroyed the economy of most nations in the world, including America's. I know nobody wants to believe it. Everybody's still living okay, and we got the bonuses from the government. We're all doing just fine. You're making more sitting at home than you are working right now. I realize that. But, you know, to put something in perspective, though, I think I should do before getting into more news. I was doing some reading today, and I looking at what $1 trillion is. Now, we know that Trump signed a bill, give out $2.2 trillion in bailouts. Most of it went to people that didn't really need it, like the banks. The banks have been getting bailouts ever since September, but they got some more. But nonetheless, $2.2 trillion, a total of about $10 trillion spent already because of this COVID virus nationwide. And I want to tell you what $1 trillion is. Now listen to this, because this is going to be, may shock you. But the numbers are so big that we have a hard time grasping any other way. And to know that our nation is somewhere, in all honesty, about $100 trillion in debt. That includes Social Security and other Medicaid, Medicare things they're not paying. There's no money there. They're still paying it, but there's no money there. $1 trillion. If you had $1 trillion given to you on the day that Christ was born, and you are still alive today, over 2,000 years later, if you had spent $1 million a day, you still would have money left out of that $1 trillion. Over 2,000 years of spending $1 million a day, and you still have money left with $1 trillion. And we talk about $1 trillion being spent like it's nothing. $1 trillion made from air, printed on paper, or done on digits is nothing. But it counts towards our debt. It's spent like you and I would spend a nickel. That's what $1 trillion means to those people. The difference is, they spend debt. We spend a real nickel. That's the difference. So now we're talking about money. Let's get back to something else. This was planned in Europe since 2018. This isn't something that happened because of COVID. And folks, believe me, this will go worldwide soon. The EU is planning a vaccination passport. The end point of the roadmap is, among many other things, to introduce a common vaccination card passport for all EU citizens. This proposal will be appearing before the Commission in 2022 with a feasibility study set to run from 2019 to 2021, meaning as of now, it's about halfway through. To underline the point, the vaccination roadmap is an improvised response to the COVID-19 pandemic, but rather an ongoing plan with roots going back to 2018, when the EU released a survey of the public's attitude towards vaccines titled 2018 State of Vaccine Confidence. On the back of this research, the EU then commissioned a technical report titled Designing and Implementing an Immunization Information System on, among other things, the plausibility of an EU-wide vaccination monitoring system. Now, people, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Now, you may not want to believe this. I know the Supreme Court supposedly ruled that we don't have to take the shots. But you mark my words. I think I'll live to see this unless I die really, right, very quickly. You are going to have about the same thing in this country to function real soon. If you don't have your vaccination pretty soon, the next scare coming up, and I'm convinced they'll come back this fall with another some type of scare, probably maybe a reoccurrence of 19, who knows? I have no idea. A reoccurrence of COVID-19 could happen again to scare people further into the cage. But when it comes back again, you're going to see restrictions given that if you do not take the vaccinations recommended, you will not be able to cross state lines, travel on airlines, and maybe not be able to shop. Now, that is actually being discussed right now. Bill Gates is in on, of course, George Soros and others. Understand, folks, this is getting very serious. It'd be very serious for us. But this was done to the world, a trial run, if you will, to see what the people would do. And may I say this, we failed that test miserably. I'm talking mostly now to the so-called churches and so-called Christian men of God, the women of God, who actually obeyed man and forsook the assembling of themselves together. Oh, we'll do it online. No, the hogwash. We need to assemble together as commanded by our God. We failed the test miserably. Now that the elite, whoever they may be that made all these plans, folks, I didn't know about this happening. Very few people did. Obviously, nation didn't know what was going to happen either. It was well planned, well orchestrated, and tried to see what the people would do and how they would respond to worldwide tyranny. And my golly, folks, the church in America hunkered right down, kissed the boots, and said, just protect me, Master, that's all I ask. That's America today. That's the church in America today. And if you're a pastor listening to me and you close your church down for 5 minutes, shame on you. Shame on you. Oh, you can be forgiven if you ask forgiveness. I'm not saying that. But shame on you. You just told all those in your community and all those around you that your church is non-essential. Why would you shut down non-essential things in the church? Now, of course, Planned Parenthood stayed open. They did. And some sex shops stayed open. I'm not making this up. This is all fact. But the churches shut down and obeyed man rather than God. I don't know what happened to our guest tonight. I'm looking forward to talking to Steve Castle about this, because that man has some courage. But nonetheless, it's all right. There's a reason for it. I don't question these things any longer, folks. It used to be about me, but not any longer. My God has a plan, and I'm not outside His plan. I'm seeking His will. I'm doing His will best to understand it. So I know that, according to Romans 8:28, this worked for my good for some reason. I pray for His glory and for your edification. But the church in America failed the last test I think should be given as far as faithfulness to God. Now, we have more of them coming. We failed the first one. It was so slight, so nothing, so minute. The next one will slam us in the corner. And I guarantee you that if you attend church, if you step outside your home, you're going to be reported by your neighbors. It's already happened in America. In Ohio, I'm trying to remember the town on top of my head, Toledo, Ohio, they had to tell people to quit calling 911, report your neighbors. They give them another phone number to call. That's how bad it is in America today. As you know, a church was burned down in Mississippi because it wasn't quarantined. And some idiot walked, rode on the sidewalk by being a hypocrite. It's spelled hypocrite with a K. That figures. Probably school idiot. But nonetheless, the church failed. The people as a whole failed. But I can't blame the world for being afraid of the things of the world, because they're still in the world. But those that call themselves Christians who bow down out of fear, do you know that Revelation 20 says that you're the first ones cast into hell? Did you know that's in your Bible? Oh yeah, the fearful are the first ones cast in the lake of fire. That's in your Bible. You walk in fear to the faith, you cannot please God. Hebrews chapter 11 says so. So you better understand where we're standing right now. And on the verge of something really big happening, I do believe, as another takedown, as people do begin to come out of the shells. I'm going to share with you a few stories here. And the phone lines will be open, like I said, 844-769-2944. In Boston, Massachusetts, a man was arrested after he allegedly threw a burning American flag onto the roof of a police vehicle and spit at a responding officer. It happened around 7 p.m. on Sunday. Daniel Lucy, 40, was arrested in an area of Boston Common. Right about where the first battles of the war fought for independence and revolution, this man was arrested because he threw a burning flag on top of a Vanka car and spit at a cop. He was angry, and justifiably so. Justifiably so. He said, well, he's probably a thug. Well, I can't help that fact. If the man has enough backbone to stand for the truth, more power to him. And in Kentucky, right now, that's just right next door to me, Governor Beshear, hanged in effigy as Second Amendment supporters rally at Capitol before Memorial Day. It's heating up, people. The war is going to start. As prophesied by Dimitri Duman, we're going to go to civil war. And then we'll be attacked from the south, I think some like 12, 14 nations, including Russia and China, who already have bases in South America. This article says, what started out as a freedom-loving celebration, the Second Amendment ahead of Memorial Day, turned into Governor Andy Beshear being hanged in effigy and protesters chanting outside the governor's mansion. The Second Amendment rally, meant to inspire people about what is really meant to be free, according to Take Back Kentucky, attracted at least 100 people on Sunday. They gathered from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Kentucky State Capitol in Frankfort. It begins a celebration of constitutional rights, but turned into a protest of coronavirus restrictions and Bashar's administration. Folks toted their guns and waved American and Don't Tread on Me flags. Taps honored the fallen, and free flags were given to veterans from all military branches. Ed Bruce, who carried a replica colonial-era gun with a tag that read First Assault Rifle, said he came out to make a point. Government shouldn't control what type of guns he or other law-abiding citizens carry, he said. But they hung the governor in effigy. As far as I know, I may be wrong on this, hey, somebody call and correct me, this hasn't happened since the Revolution, when they hung the governors in an effigy. I may be wrong. If I am calling, call me up and tell me. 844-769-2944. And a husband of reopened North Carolina leader says he's willing to kill people to fight government control. Now, folks, that's strong language. Do I like it? No, I don't like it. Would I like to see it happen? No, sir, I don't want to see that happen. Could it happen? Absolutely, it could happen. Will it happen? I think it will. Can I say these people are wrong? With given circumstances, I can't say that. I cannot say that for certain because I'm not there. With the reopened North Carolina group planning protests in five North Carolina cities on Memorial Day, the husband of one of the group's founders published a Facebook video that says violence shouldn't be ruled out. Now, folks, you can go to my website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look under Police State, American Minute, and Constitution News. You'll find this article and the rest of them also. He said, the post says, are we willing to kill people? Are we willing to lay down our lives down? We have to say yes, Adam Smith said in a Facebook Live video posted on Friday. Later in the 17-minute video, he said, if you bring force, we're going to bring force. If you bring guns, we're going to bring guns. If you're armed with this, we're going to be armed with this. So they arrested his wife, by the way, right on the spot for walking on the sidewalk without a mask on. This is a rhetoric that's happening right now. As we speak tonight, people are getting angry. I don't know what to say. I don't like this, folks. I really don't. I'm really a peaceful guy. I'm pretty much a wuss on most things. But these people are getting angry, and it's about time we did. About time we did. You know, you can do other things than threaten violence to take a stand. Yeah, you can. And you may say, I'm going to take a couple of them. You can say, well, that really sounds silly. Well, it may be. It may be. But it's just, I can't help what's happening. It's really going on. And my guest just texted me. Try them again if you don't mind, Todd. And I think the middle number is, okay, you call the right number, try them again. But anyway, when I go into a store, and this may seem like nothing, you say, well, you're being rude to store employees. No, I'm not. But we have to stand somewhere, let these people know that I don't care if the store employee or the cop, we're not going to follow these stupid rules. When I see an arrow pointing down an aisle one way, I go the opposite. Oh, you know, that's right. What's that mean? That means I'm showing them I don't like it, and I am not going to obey it. Went to southern states here in Somerville, West Virginia today to get some fertilizer and some lime for our fields. There's some people standing outside with masks on. I didn't pay attention. Outside, they were just standing out there milling around. I walked by and looked on the door, and I said, no more than two customers at a time. I went on in. There were two people in there. I don't care. I went on in, got behind the one that's checking out. No one checked out then, and I went up and paid for what I had to pay for and picked up the fertilizer and lime and come home. No one said a word to me, not the ones in the store. The ones in the store usually don't care, folks. They're just doing what you're told. They know it's foolishness also. The ones outside waiting to get in, that's their problem. They won't wait in line all day. If they have time to do that, that's fine. I don't. I got a life. But if you don't stand up and do what you can to protest this, as simply as going through a door you shouldn't go in or whatever, then shame on you. Yes, folks, I know it sounds silly, and you say, well, that's not the store's fault. No, it isn't the store's fault, perhaps, in the sense that they didn't make the rules, but it's the store's fault because they obey the rules and try to make people do the same thing. See, I'm not the only one who should be standing. The businesses should be standing also. The businesses should be standing. I mean, they should have said no in the first place. But I will not play by their rules. Todd, you have any luck yet? Still trying to get over a guest. Okay. Oh, I got that. Okay. All right. Todd, folks, I'm sorry. I'm making a text right now to the guest and what's going on. His call's not going through. So just give me 1 second here. This is important. All right. Todd just said he's getting a voicemail. Okay. All right. Let's go to phone lines. Like I said, we'll just go to Jerry in Ohio. Jerry, come on in.
Hey, Pastor Butch. God bless your brother. And what
Thank
you're
you.
Saying is 100% true. These churches, shame on them.
I agree.
They voluntarily shut down and obeyed Caesar. Shame on them. Like you said in Revelations, judgment comes to them first, and they deserve it, brother.
They do. I totally agree they do. It's just a sad situation when you have such cowards that are willing to sacrifice everything.
Up here in Ohio, Pastor Butch, it is a disgrace. You got people in cars in church parking lots honking their horns and waving and holding up signs. Where's their faith at? Where's their faith in God? Psalm 91, God's protection over us.
But that is the whole point, isn't it? I mean, that's what we're supposed to claim that and we're supposed to live in, aren't we?
That's right. We're seeing the great falling away, brother. We're seeing
it. Yes, we are.
We are. Hey, Pastor Butch, just real quickly, and now I'll let you go so you can get some other callers in. You know, there's over 500 FEMA camps in the United States. 500 of them. And you know what? They're ready to start loading them up. The Christians are going to be loaded up and going to be sent off to these places like lambs to a slaughter. And most of them are going to be, I mean, they're oblivious. You can't even talk to these people. All they want to do is sit back and wait for the government to give them their checks and give them their vaccines and all this stuff. And they're voluntarily going to take this mark. And they got these camps already for the uprising. They want to create this uprising so that they can start loading these camps up, brother.
Oh yes, I agree. I totally agree. I do agree with that. And you know, you pretty much said it all. I don't know what else to even say on that. You pretty much said it all. You did. Anything else you want to say?
Hey, God bless you, brother. Keep up the good work. God bless.
Yeah, thank you for calling, Jerry. Appreciate it. I do appreciate it. All right, folks, back at the break. More phone calls, and we'll go from there.
Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land. Souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best store foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Nemana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
All right, you folks, we are back, and we finally got our guest on the line. I don't know what was going on. We were calling the right number, kept going to voicemail. He texted me, and I texted him back, so now he's called in to be with us. Now I'm going to get to Randy and get to Addison. All of you, you callers, hang on the line. I'll get to you, I promise. I won't let this go off the air without getting you on the program tonight. But Steve Castle, it's good to hear from you tonight. Thanks for calling in and for being with us.
I'm honored to be with you guys and your amazing audience, Pastor Butch. This is a great, great time that we live in. For such a time as this, God has been raising some people up to, I believe, change literally the course of history. And we have this great moment to get to stand here and to decide how we get to affect the lives of our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, literally. The entire course of history for the remainder of time for the church in America. We are in that moment. And
I
most
agree.
People don't even know it.
Well, we weren't. I don't believe that we're born by accident. At the time we were born, we're here to fight. We're here to do what His will is in this present time. And we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled, Brother Steve. You know that. We're seeing prophecy being fulfilled every day. I mean, this beast system, the beast minions are trying to push this through on us in so many different ways to control us and track us and probe us and monitor us. And I have said no, you have said no, and some others saying no. To the point right now, as a matter of fact, I just shared three stories. They burned a governor of Kentucky in effigy the other day. They had a guy in Boston who threw a burning flag on top of a police car, and he was arrested. They had a guy in North Carolina whose wife was the head of Open in North Carolina group, and they arrested her, and he said it's time that we may have to pull some guns out closet. And I don't want to hear this. I don't like to hear that kind of talk. But they're pushing us into a corner. We can't back up much further, Brother Steve. They've already shut down their businesses. They broke their families. And this has happened worldwide. How far can you back up before you say it's enough?
And the sad part is that the church, you know, here's one of the main messages. Here's why I got into this fight. I've always been a man that's been deeply convicted by the Spirit of God about the value of the bride. You know, Jesus called the bride His church.
That's right.
And we are that bride. And I know that it's become really popular in today's world to malign the bride, to bruise the bride, to talk disparagingly about the bride. But Jesus said that the church, His church, was going to be the entity that was going to advance His victory all the way to the gates of hell. And even hell's gates themselves were not going to prevail against it. Now, a lot of people look at those verses and they say, yeah, I'm going to be victorious over hell and I'm going to be. No, the church is going to be victorious over hell. The church is going to take the fight to the gates of hell in Matthew chapter 16. And we have come to a place, we are literally at a crossroads for the American church. Now, what's important about that is that if the American church falls or fails, the gospel in this world ceases to exist. I'm not saying that there isn't Christians anywhere else. I'm not saying there isn't good churches. I'm not saying people aren't born again anywhere else. What I'm saying is that the church in this country has been the precipice from which all births of Christianity have come from. We are the ones that send out missionaries. We are the ones that send out doctrine. We are the ones that send out theology. We are the ones that send ministers all over the planet. We are the ones that are out there on the cutting edge making sure that the gospel is going into all the world. And so if the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ fails in America, then the world collapses because we are that city set on a hill. And the church in this time, in this pandemic crisis, the church was willingly molested by the government, taken over by tyrants, shut down by draconian laws, and they just folded their hands in peace and said, okay, if it's, as long as it's not too much to ask, we'll just go ahead and sit on our couch and do Facebook Live, and everything will be okay. And the evil will eventually just pass over us, and we'll all go back to normal. Beloved,
that's not going
to happen.
That is what happened to most churches in the country.
Absolutely. All it takes for evil to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
Amen.
And I hesitate to even say this, but the church did nothing in this crisis, which is where
like I just said.
So our story, I planted Beloved Church about 8 years ago out here in the cornfields of northwestern Illinois. Called by God out here to change the world from a cornfield, amazingly.
And so we
were going along. One of our main messages is teaching and preaching on the finished work of the cross. And so we've been building people up for 8 years in the finished work of the cross. And then, bam, we get hit by a pandemic. And our governor, just like most of the other places in our nation, immediately shut the church down. What was so radical was it was like literally the church was the first thing shut down. It's not like they went through this list. It was immediately the church. And I said, no. I said, this is not right. We have First Amendment guarantees. The first clause of the First Amendment, in other words, like the number one thing the government can never, ever, ever do is molest the church in any way. And so I said no. And we also have here in Illinois, we actually have an RFRA law, which actually re-solidifies in the Illinois Constitution to even deeper language that the Illinois government can never, ever touch the church. And so I immediately kept our doors open. I immediately got in touch with, I reached out to literally dozens upon dozens of all the Christian, all the conservative law firms that I could possibly reach out to. And it was like crickets, bro. It was crickets. I was getting just form letters. I was getting you, thank you for your contact. It was over and over and over. And I was becoming very disheartened. I was reaching out. I won't mention any names, but I used to be very, very connected to some very large international ministries, big, big names, TV guys. And I started reaching out to everybody I possibly could to get anybody to stand with me, to get any help, to get any help. Finally, the Thomas More Society responded to one of my contacts, and I had an attorney call me. And long story short, we were off and running. Within 4 weeks, we had all of our legal ducks in a row, and we filed a federal lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker here in Illinois, and we were the first church in the nation that fought back. And it became national news. I've done 50 or 60 interviews since then. I've been on Fox and Friends. I've been on CNN because people were shocked that a church would actually stand up for their rights.
Don't you know you're supposed to obey Caesar?
It wouldn't be, if it wasn't so sad, it would be hilarious that a church is actually standing up for their rights.
I agree 100%. I mean, God bless you, Steve. If you're close, I'd like to shake your hand and hug your neck. I'll be proud to call you brother. Because, you know, maybe I'm just an old redneck, and I'm getting pretty old. I got some years on me now, and I'm not ashamed of that. I'm thankful she'll be here. But I just simply refuse to bow down and kiss the feet of those who... That they're my gods, and they're not my gods. I only serve one God. I'm already translated in the kingdom of Jesus Christ and into the Father's kingdom. I'm already in the kingdom. His kingdom overrules man's kingdom any time. So they have to understand that I do not serve them first. Well, now, we've given in, Steve, so long, for so long, as a church, we've given in to murdering babies, to sodomites taking over the country, we've given in to unjust taxation and fraud, but now they said they're going to close the doors. Now, we have to draw the line somewhere, and that is my line.
Amen. There's a couple of things there. You know, for all the ministers out there, if you have ever said that your church is God's house and you allow the government to lock it, then you need to repent.
Amen.
Because it's not God's house. If it's
Amen.
God's house, then God is the one that gets to determine when the doors are open, when they're shut. How many people are in there, how many people are not. He gets to determine whether they come in with their faces veiled or if they come in before him with unveiled face. And I can't believe that these are some of the most simple concepts that we have embraced as people of God for literally 2,000 years. And it was just it was swiftly removed by the movement of a governor's pen, and the church just bowed down and allowed that to happen. Another thing, I'm really, really honored to be on your show, Pastor Butch, because here's the thing.
Right back at you.
I could not buy a Christian. I could not buy a minister that was willing to stand with me.
Hundreds
of emails, messages, Facebook messages. I was cussed out by Christians. I had Christians threaten to bomb my church. I had Christians threaten to shoot my congregation. I had Christians threaten to come and kill my family to do terrible things that I won't say on the air to my wife. I had Christians saying this thing. Well, don't you believe in Romans 13? Why don't you understand? And I'm like, I'm the one that actually believes in Romans 13. Romans 13 says that we're supposed to submit to the ordinances of man through the government, which is the First Amendment. I'm actually living in Romans 13, and the people that are condemning me for not listening to Romans 13 are the ones not living by Romans 13. And the other amazing thing about that is the Apostle Paul is the one that wrote Romans 13.
Yes.
And I bet you that even the average Christian knows that he was arrested at least three times.
He was in prison when he wrote that. He was in prison when he wrote that.
Right. The guy that wrote Romans 13 was arrested three times.
Yeah, he was in prison as he wrote that.
Did not like what he was doing.
Well, you know, what's really sad, brother? What's really sad is the ones that crucified Christ himself was the church of the day.
Right.
Caesar didn't crucify him. The church had him crucified. The so-called church.
Right.
All right, the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the rest of them. They're the ones that had him crucified. Guess who's going to have Brother Steve crucified?
The church.
There you go, man.
And that's another thing. So that kind of brings up another thing, too, you know. So then I've had people, like, literally ask me questions. So not everybody just wanted to kill me. I had Christians literally question what you're doing. Why are you suing the government? Why aren't you just trusting God? Why don't you just let these things play out? And I said, you know, let me give you an example here. In Acts chapter 22, if you remember this, Pastor, Paul was arrested for preaching the gospel again, because he was arrested a lot.
Right.
And he was arrested again for preaching the gospel. And I think it's in verse 25, it says that they bound him up, and then they were about to beat him with whips. And all of the legal authorities were standing by, the centurions were standing by, all the legal authorities. And he turned to them and he said, is it lawful for you to scourge a Roman citizen?
That's right.
He literally did what I'm doing right now. He literally used his constitutional rights as a Roman citizen to not allow the government to stop him from preaching the gospel. And I have been belittled. I have been literally on national TV. I've had national reporters come after me and like, well, why don't you just, you know, play along? Why don't you just love your neighbor? Why don't you just all these kind of things?
Oh,
I'm like, I am literally doing the scriptures. I'm literally doing the right thing.
Well, you know,
pastors, I cannot tell you how many pastors have cussed me out. I think because I made them look bad or whatever. I don't know.
They may be a pastor, but they may call themselves pastors, but they're not pastors of Christ, that's for sure. But you know, I always tell them, I always ask them, hey, no, wait a minute, fellas, just think a minute now. If the church hadn't stood up in 1700, 1775 and 6, we wouldn't have had America. If the preachers hadn't preached liberty in the face of tyranny, we wouldn't have had America in the first place. So shut your stupid mouth and get on around your way. Yeah, I don't play games anymore, brother. I don't. I'll tell them like it is. I don't play games with them.
I have a smidge. I got a smidge more grace because I'm actually trying to. Here's the thing, you know, this is one of the important things, and this is why I'm so honored to be on your program, Pastor, is because if I had the ability to get on 1,000 Pastor Butch shows, literally, if I could get on 1,000 of them, and if I could tell just the church, just the conservatives, the patriots, the constitutionalists, the libertarians, if I could just talk them into the understanding that this fight that I'm fighting, and here's the context, and most people don't get this. So I am fighting for the first clause of the First Amendment of the most important rights that we have as citizens, known as the Bill of Rights. So if the government, in a moment of crisis, in a declaration of emergency, can easily remove the first clause of the First Amendment, don't you know they can remove the second? The second is freedom of speech.
Yes.
Don't you know they can remove
yes.
the third? That's the freedom of the press. Don't you know they can remove the fourth,
it. They're
which
doing
is the
it.
Right to peaceably assemble? Don't you know they can remove the fifth,
yes.
which is the right to redress the government with grievances? If you can remove the first one, you can remove them all. I've literally had, I won't mention names,
it.
But I had a CNN reporter that was trying to rake me over the coals over this story. And she was trying to make me look like a terrible guy, you know, and some cult leader or whatever. And I said, sis, you need to understand something. If I lose this fight, if I lose this lawsuit, you lose your job. And she's like, well, what are you talking about? I said, I am fighting for the first clause of the First Amendment. The third clause protects the freedom of the press. If they can remove me in a crisis, if they can declare an emergency and shut me down, they can have you removed in a crisis and declare an emergency and shut you down. And this gal
That's
literally
right.
came undone. She started crying on the phone, and the interview actually took later, like 15 minutes later, because I had to get her settled back down so that she could finish the interview. But most people don't understand this. They just think it's some pastor out here just trying to make a name for himself or
cause trouble.
Open the
well,
door
you
so
know,
he can
your
pass
brother,
the plate, you know.
I understand what you're saying completely, and it's an honor to have you. We'll get some phone calls on, but I want to say this.
Okay.
I have a lot of patience with a lot of people. I do. And those who are new Christians who don't know, I love to teach them. But when I have a pastor that's been preaching for 40 years, cuss me or threaten me, that man is not a man of God. And I'm not going to shake his hand and say, God bless you. You know, I'll just tell it like it is. I asked one time about talking about murdering babies. He said, we shouldn't discuss that in church. I said, well, could you mind telling what color panties you got on? I mean, I don't care. You know, Christ himself got a hold of the preachers of his day. He called the Pharisees and his vipers. He called them hypocrites, whitewashed sceptics. So unless we stand up and face these hypocrites and tell the truth, they're going to just say, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing. You took a stand, and I appreciate it. We got to get a phone call. We're going out of time. Let's take a quick phone call. Go ahead. Let's take a phone call. Let's go to Randy in Florida. Randy, come on in. Run out of time. Give it 1 minute. Come on in. You there, Randy? I don't hear Randy. Are you there? All right, we lost Randy. Let's go to Ohio and let's talk to Addison. Andy, Addison, come on in, sir.
Well, how you doing, Pastor?
I'm doing well. I'm pretty well fired up tonight, and I can hear you fine. Come and join us.
Hey,
come on in.
Had a conversation today. Stopped the truck and ran over and got me an iced tea, and I had a... When I go into these factories, I have to wear a mask. So I wear a bandana around my neck. And a fella come up to me, I see you're wearing a bandana. I said, yeah, I think it's about stupid. He goes, well, my name's such and such of a pastor at such and such church. And I'd like to invite you to come to church. We just started having church again. We just got the church open back up. And I kind of like tripped my trigger. I said, oh, you did? He said, yeah. And I said, well, what made you close it? Well, you know, the coronavirus, and it's mandatory we had to close it down. I said, so do we be obedient to God or man? And then I turned around and I said,
Do you understand it?
Huh? then I turned
did,
around
did
and
you
said,
understand what you said?
Doesn't Scripture tell us? Doesn't Scripture tell us to not forsake a local body of assembly of believers? And his face was red. I thought he was going to kill me. Then I turned around and he said something. Well, times are changing now. They're talking about legalizing marijuana. And I said, you're worried about marijuana? And, you know, the coronavirus 19? I said, the doctors have been prescribing opiates, and there have been more people killed with the opiates. But that's okay, right? As long as the government says do it, that's fine. As long as the government says we can have abortions, that's fine. I said, I'm going to tell you
what. I bet you made new friend day, didn't you? You made new friend day, didn't you?
I was pretty hot. And then I turned around and I said,
I don't blame you.
If you are a pastor of a body of believers, I'm going to tell you, as a watchman, you need to start being obedient to God. Because about 3 months from now, you're going to be closed back down. And we're all going to get a big Christmas present, and it's probably going to be a guillotine this winter.
It could literally happen. You heard the stories I shared at the beginning. I got to jump around that time so fast. But thank you, brother, for your courage. All right, God bless. Go ahead, Steve. Still there, Steve? Did we lose Steve? I don't hear anybody. I guess I don't know what happened to Steve.
Here I am.
All righty. I mean, this gentleman just spoke to us, a dear friend of mine from Ohio named Addison. You heard what he said. You heard his stand. You know, it's time that we take these so-called pastors and take a whip to their hind end with the Word of God, because if they already are so afraid of a little virus, if God can't protect me from a virus, He ain't God at all. And I ain't dying and my time is up, no matter what kind of sickness I get. So then Hebrews chapter 2, then Christ come to take away the fear of death from us. Ain't that what it says?
Amen.
And as long as you're afraid to live, as long as you're afraid to die, you're afraid to live. Once you lose your fear of death, living is fun. But you're not afraid of anything. Go ahead, Steve. I'll shut up. Go ahead. Let's just say a little bit. I'm sorry.
Well, that's what, you know, he mentioned Hebrews 10:25. You know, the same God that commanded all men everywhere to repent and come unto the knowledge of the salvation of Jesus Christ is the same God that commanded Hebrews 10:25, which is do not.
Amen.
It's a command. It's do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Here's the thing. As the manner of some is. So literally writer of Hebrews said, hey, look, there's folks out there that don't go to church. Don't be like those folks. This could not be more, you know, it's become really hip today to not go to church, you know, to have the little five people in a living room and say that you're having church and do.
Oh, yeah.
This has become the cool, hip thing to do
It's so convenient.
Right, it is.
It's convenient.
And it says, as the manner of some is, but exhort one another so much more as the day, and you know what that means,
Pastor,
as the day approaches. So as we get to the end, we're literally supposed to be together more. You know what's being highlighted here is that when there's a crisis, when the world is in a panic, when things are terrible, we're actually supposed to be together more, not less.
I agree.
This could not be more clear.
About another 5 minutes left.
All right.
To see the word being so clearly written, to forsake not. That's pretty clear. But you know, another one, and they call me the pistol packing preacher, brother. I packed the preacher for a long time, even behind the pulpits, because in Luke 22:36, Christ told us, his disciples, that if you don't own a sidearm, you sell your coat and buy one. That's in the Bible too. These are more than rights. These are duties.
I literally,
The last TV interview I did, I was wearing my shirt that had that verse on it. They actually
good
asked
for
me,
you.
What's that verse mean? I said, you should read your Bible. I have a T-shirt that literally has that verse printed on it. Because we are not supposed most people go to Sunday school when they're kids, and they, you know, their sweet little Sunday school teachers teaches them about Jesus, about God, about the Bible. And in the back of the Sunday school room, there's a picture of Jesus back there, long-haired, blue-eyed, and he's sitting on a rock, petting sheep, and he's talking to kids. And then the pastor, when the kid gets out of Sunday school, the pastor, if he's a good pastor, the pastor's going to stand up on Sunday and say, okay, well, Jesus sat down on the temple steps, and he fashioned a whip. And
he went
into the temple, and he beat the people, the money changers, and he overturned the tables. And so this kid that grew up in Sunday school thinking that Jesus was this limp-wristed, yellow spaghetti spines guy with the blonde hair and the blue-eyed pet sheep, they do not have a context. There's no grid in that child to understand that God is also a warrior, that God is also someone who's passionate about the church. Why did Jesus take up a whip? Because the disciples literally said, and they remembered the verse in Isaiah that said that the passion of thine house will consume me. That's why Jesus did that. And now the passion of thine house doesn't even exist in most of the American church.
Well, you know, brother, now I see why you're in Illinois and I'm in West Virginia. If we were close together, we'd be in trouble.
Well, you invite me anytime. I'll come over and preach in West Virginia anytime you want me to.
Well, by golly, that may come that way. If you want to join us one day, I guarantee we can fit you in.
You got my
We'll do that if you'd like to do it. I want to thank you. We're down the last couple minutes here, but I want to thank you for your stand. And since you're taking a stand, since you got all this going, has any other pastors joined you now and said, you know, you were right and we're sorry?
Right, so that's where I was trying to go. You know, like, I've been trying to be very gracious with these guys because I know a ton of these guys that are in ministry that they didn't know exactly how to handle this. They have really, really good hearts. They absolutely love people. They're in the ministry for a reason. They believe there's a call of God in their life. They love people. They just didn't know how to necessarily process.
One minute left, so hurry. Okay. 1 minute left,
so
hurry.
I've been joined. In fact, I actually file a state suit tomorrow with another pastor that's here local. We're going to go in together. And so for your audience out there, if they know of any ministers that want to get in the fight, or if they themselves want to get into it, all they got to do is reach out to me, and I can get them engaged with the fight.
And can I give them your phone number if you want it?
Yes, sir. It's area code 815-908-0321.
All right, brother, our time. God bless, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.